Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? This is PCS University, and we're coming to you guys live today with Prophet David, which is my spiritual father, coming to give you some information, important information, about what is about to take place for the release of the kingdom today. First of all, I want you to understand that this is a call for ministry leaders, elected officials. The release of the Chosen Kingdom Project is being released. A call to action is today. And the rest of this month, our campaign season will be about Prophet David Project. Now, this is a training kit that we have, and I'm going to let him explain a little bit more after, but I want to let you know that if you're ready to establish or be anointed for the kingdom economy, listen carefully, nonprofit organizations and businesses, in order for you to go forward in this time today, in the end times today, you need to understand that you need to know your prophecy. And after you know your prophecy, you need to understand the power of waiting. Now, through Second Covenant Mogul, we asking that you join today. Everyone that published the book through Second Covenant Mogul have to understand that this is a mandate to sow a seed. It's $20, and with the $20, you receive a free CD. You must call in and order the two books, which is our training kit today, to receive it, and a divine connection to Prophet David, which is from Africa. We all know that Prophet David is from Lagos, Nigeria. He explained that, but the most important part is that this right now is prophecy being fulfilled, and that is what you must understand. We need you to connect with this anointed man of God today. God has raised him up. Someone. Now, this is not anybody. This is an anointed man of God who God has raised up with the power from on high, the ability to deliver the captive, and the influence to open heaven and earth to release an abundance of rain. Now, we're talking about this. You know that I've been talking about it for a year now, and the power of waiting kicked in last year when I started with the Eagle Realm magazine. The Eagle Realm magazine, our blueprint is prayer, and I'm about to let Prophet David speak right now. So, great man of God, I'm about to reach you over the mic so you can come on and explain to the listening audience what the book, both books, training material, what do they stand for, how would they be able to use them, and what would they get out of this?
I'm excited to be here to share the mind of God to God's people. Listen, God sent us with a unique message to bring God's help to mankind, deliver them from the captivity of the devil, teach them to assess their inheritance, and give them purpose for living. Thereby, we are going to be raising a people of strength, power, and purpose. This book, Standing on God's Prophecy for Your Life, is a unique book that will help you as an individual to assess your prophecy. And having assessed your prophecy, you need to understand how to wait on the Lord. That's why the two books are significant to your life. To wait on the Lord for your divine timing before you step out to fulfill prophecy. Praise God.
And I'm excited to talk about waiting on God for your divine timing. The reason why is because I had a vision that God gave me in 2012, and that vision was to raise multiple skilled craftsmen. And in the midst of raising multiple skilled craftsmen, they would actually already come with these hidden gifts inside. They won't know how to access them or to tap into them without actually having someone speak a prophecy or revealing those hidden gifts in them. And with revealing those hidden gifts in a prophecy, You need to understand that you're elected officials. Now, anybody can walk up and say that they're elected official for the kingdom of God, to establish the kingdom. But if you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost to fulfill destiny, which is multiple skilled craftsmen raised up at this time, anointed and coming. And I'm going to explain a scripture to you when Paul said, I am not coming in proof of words, but I'm coming in the power of the Holy Ghost. God is releasing divine people. We're going to go back to Daniel 11:32, where God allows his chosen children to be tempted. The teachers, he said, the teachers will be tempted. You will have all matters of man trying to attach to you with flattery and trying to make you do wickedly against the covenant, which is the blood of Jesus, whom died on the cross to bring this kingdom into the earth realm. He also explained to us that no man will sit on in the earth realm over the whole kingdom of the earth except the Messiah. And so we're saying that, once the Messiah begin to release these chosen elected officials at an appointed time, because remember, they're becoming refined, they're becoming skilled and craftsmen, they're becoming eagles, they're learning how to lock their wings and soar and go back down and pick up the other brothers and sisters, because they also are alert and understand the manipulation and the tactics of the enemy. So I'm going to release the call back to Prophet David, but as he speaks on what he'll be training you with, I want you to understand that you can call in today and connect with this great man of God. Now, what you'll be receiving when you purchase these training packages is a divine connection to him. You will get a free CD, the two books. You also will get prayers from him every morning, and you will have a direct line from sowing into a true man of God. Now, we have a lot of false prophets coming out, and we know that the false prophets are going to be destroyed with the beast. But today we're coming to you with a true man of God, a man of God whose words will not go void, a man of God who speak a prophecy over your life. And once you speak that prophecy, it's up to you to stand firm on what you heard from the mouth of God. And I'm going to go back on and let you speak with Prophet David.
Hello, I excited to be part of this move, of this apostolic move. You see, when God releases a prophet, the Bible says, by a prophet Israel was brought out of Egypt, and by a prophet was Israel preserved. The preservation of every generation is by a prophet. And when God sends a prophet out, it's for the preservation of his people. And so God has released this book in your hand, standing on the prophecy of God for your life. When you are understanding of the prophecy of God for your life, you need to stand on it. The power of knowledge is what allows you to stand on the prophecy which you have received.
Yes, sir, and I'm excited. But, you know, everyone that come on the show, I have to ask them a couple of questions, because I know exactly what the kingdom elected officials are thinking right now. The elected officials right now want to understand. We first want to let you guys know that Louisiana is the first place that Prophet David is stepping his feet on, anointing people for the kingdom of God, establishing a strong people, and he's going to explain to you what kind of people that is. We already been on our crusade. We already have women connected to us, churches connected to us. And now I want you to understand that when Prophet David comes into your church, he's not just coming into your church to preach. He's coming into the church to set the captive free. Now, if you want to connect with Prophet David, I ask that you call in today or you contact me today by inboxing me. And the reason why, because Prophet David will be back. We're about to start conferences, setting up conferences. If you're a church that would like to have Prophet David come to your church, release his books, release a spoken word, and anoint your people for end time, to be end time warriors, you need to call in today or you need to inbox us today. Prophet David, what I need to understand from you today is, why is it so important for the end time warriors? why is it so important for the end time warriors to be anointed?
Because the Bible says, by the reason of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Let me tell you something. There's nothing you get done without the anointing. The Bible says, by the anointing, the Elijah overran the chariot of Ahab. Ahab was going ahead of him, and he outran the chariot of Ahab by the anointing. You are able to do what natural man cannot do. You are able to do things supernaturally. You are able to have divine speed in your assignment when you have the anointing. The anointing is who God is upon a man's life. When the anointing comes upon you, it gives you supernatural ability to do beyond your natural self. So that's what the anointing does for you.
Yes, sir, and I understand that, but I also want the listening audience to understand that you're not just talking from just reading the Bible. You're actually talking from experience. So at this divine timing where God is strategically setting up kingdom and ministry to contact you, to come in and to anoint their people, can you tell me the power of waiting? What happened to you when you went forth with your message before the time?
Oh, you know, the Lord spoke to me that when you go before your time, you are an unwanted guest. Your message is never appreciated. Even though you are called by God, you are anointed by God, your timing is also very important. You need to understand the power of timing. When you don't understand the power of timing, you lose relevance. I had a son of mine who was supposed to start ministry in 15 years to come, who said he was going to start ahead of time. He started ahead of time, and I tried to counsel him, but he didn't hear. But the casualty you experience when you go before your time is enormous. It's dangerous to go before your time because you don't have the divine backing of God when you go before your time. So it's not good to go before your time.
That's great. But I want to ask you another question. What did God explain to you about your ministry?
Oh, God told me many things. He told me we are going to bring God's help to mankind, deliver them from the captivity of the devil, teach them to assess their inheritance. A lot of people have inheritance they don't know about. Teach them to assess their own inheritance that God has put before them before the foundation of the world, and then give them purpose for living. That means help them to discover their purpose. Through these books, you will have the word of God come alive to you. Life is as if I am there prophesying to you. If you read the book, you will have God's word come alive to you, and God will be releasing his prophecy by those words, written words, to your life.
Yes, sir. And you said that you kept hearing Louisiana in your spirit, but you didn't know what Louisiana was. And I kept getting prophecies that I would that they see Africa. Actually, Miss Jessica from Arkansas, I saw her post today, but I didn't get to see her video. But she kept telling me that she hear Africa. She see Africa all over me, and she hear Africa. I had a couple of other individuals that actually they contacted me in my inbox and told me that they see me traveling from country to country, but Africa would be the country that I go to. Not only that, how I know that it's God and it's not man, is because when I was actually delivered, I was delivered in an African church at an African conference. And that's why it's so important to understand numbers. Now, the conference, the host of the conference was so disturbed because she only had about 6, 7, 8 people in the conference. She said, I don't know what's going on. And then she said, oh, I understand what's going on. This is divine. This is a divine conference. So the people that's here is actually being raised up. Now, I want to explain to the listening audience that I had a word from God, but it was actually too early for the people to understand what was going on because they can't see. Now, you know, all my life I've been having an eagle eye, and I understand you've been having an eagle eye, and I can see where society is heading or where our generation is heading. And so I was trying to warn people about the TV shows, the music, saving our children, doing different things, that God was explaining to me that had to be done, and I was trying to do it then, but the people wasn't ready, right? So God started explaining to me that now it's ripe, the harvest is ripe, and it's ready, and the daughter of Zion must thrust, arise and thrust. And so now you pop in the picture from Africa. I met you when I went to Africa, to Nigeria, to a conference, and I didn't actually meet you there. I met my spiritual son. And that's what's so amazing about this. God can use whoever he want to use to complete his assignment. He don't care who he have to go through, how he have to get you there, who want to sow, who don't want to sow, because it's going to get done regardless. You have a chance to join. You have a chance to be a part of it. You have a chance to sow into your destiny. You have a chance to sow into your purpose. But even if you don't sow, or even if you don't support, you have to understand that the kingdom is going to keep moving. The glory clouds go from glory to glory to glory, right? And so my challenge came when it was time to wait. And that's where the power came, and that's why you see the book being released, because every book that comes through my company is actually prophetic. So the power of waiting is what I want to talk about now. For all of the struggling children that have been crying and trying to figure out why they couldn't move forward and why particular situations wasn't working out for them, God knows who is serious about the kingdom. And he knows, he said, when a tree is blossoming, it has to be pruned so that it can keep growing, right? Okay, so I want you to explain to the listening audience, when they're standing on their prophecy, and when you stand on your prophecy, all you can do is wait. Now, you can either prepare in that season while you're waiting, but when you go forth, like I did, like Prophet David did, wrote his books, they're ready to release them. Now's the time. It was done so fast, it was done within 2-3 days. It was done so fast, we both were looking at each other. What took us, how many years it took you, sir?
I've been writing now for about 3, 4, 5 years now.
It took 4 or 5 years for him to write, but it took 2-3 days when the time came to publish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to get into America. But it took for you to get to America. See, we got to tell them step by step what they have to do step by step, how it's important to obey and understand divine order and instructions. And I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, it's very, very, very important for you to wait when God gives you a divine assignment for divine timing. You need to discover the timing with God. God is decided your destiny before you were born and decided the timing also. So you need to wait and find out the right time to move on your assignment. And the power of waiting will explain the step-to-step approach that you need to wait. How you need to wait on the Lord for direction, for information on when, how, where your vision is supposed to take place. How you're supposed to enter a city, for instance, is revealed to you by God. God is the owner of the assignment. He's placed you in charge of the assignment, so he has the right to direct your path. So you need to wait on him. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run, and they're not going to go weary. Now, the prayer is, Lord, teach us to wait upon the Lord. Teach us to mount up with wings as eagles so that we can fulfill the divine assignment, so that the Lord will be backing us up and helping us to fulfill the divine mandate upon our lives.
Yes, sir. And another question I want to ask. What happens once you walk into a ministry and you meet and you begin to minister and you meet individuals and God start raining down abundance of the Holy Spirit? And you look into a person's eye and you prophesy to them. What exactly happens at that time when you prophesy?
Oh, that's deep stuff. I don't prophesy outside of revelation. God will open my eyes to see into your life, to see what God is about to do in your life. And then when he opens my eyes to see that, I begin to be the mouthpiece of God to release what God wants to do now. And God releases that word via my mouth, and the prophecy has been hanging on your head, waiting for an appointed time. Now, by divine grace and divine election, I have ability of God to discover your purpose and your, the plan of God for your life and the timing also. So when I see into the spirit realm to know this, I begin to declare it over your head, and God begins to bring it to pass by the Spirit of God. So when you declare God's counsel, it comes to pass as if you know how to do it. You are just a man born in due season, being in the right place at the right time, knowing what to say at the divine moment. And so when we declare God's counsel, God honors his word to fulfill it. Why? He has said it through us because it was the right thing to say at the right time, and the prophecy is just right. Praise God.
And I want to say, that the reason why I am so excited is because everything that God was actually explaining to me before this time, when Prophet David appeared in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States of America, it was just the same as when I appeared in Nigeria, Lagos, in Africa. When I appeared, my spiritual son automatically knew that I was his spiritual mother. Now, you know, you always have to ask God and get understanding of this. And so when I was meeting, actually, Prophet David was on his way, I was actually talking to God, but God was actually, I must say, commanding me what was about to happen, what had to happen, and how I was going to be ignited, and how I was going to give birth to what been in my belly this whole time. And that's exactly what you see. But when God told me that that was my future father, I said, how this going to be my... would this be my spiritual father already? But God said, trust me. So with trusting God, Prophet David started speaking to me, giving me revelation of what it is that God has been telling me all this while. And I want to explain to you, everybody who know me know that I hear straight from God. And before Prophet David started speaking to me, I was actually reading Juanina Bynum's book, Spiritual Inheritance, about a lot of different things. We were talking about your spiritual father and the igniting of the energy, the surge of energy when you come together. And I want to say that... this is the first time that I've actually felt, because I have a lot of people that I connect with, help them publish books and help them get to their next level, but it was seeming like I was still waiting on something, and this is talking about the power of waiting. And when he showed up and the books came, I automatically knew that it was time. So, Prophet David, I want you to explain to the listening audience, in case they're trying to figure out or they're trying to understand, what is the reason that God ordains you to be a spiritual parent? Because I'm talking about this, and it's amazing because this is what my magazine is about, spiritual parents. So what is the reason that God ordained you to become a spiritual parent?
Well, your spiritual parent, God makes you a spiritual parent over a person or a group of people to bring about the birth of their destiny. Sometimes the Bible says something. It says, by a prophet, Israel was brought out of Egypt. And by a prophet, Israel was preserved. The preservation of every generation is by a prophet. And so God puts destinies of people in a prophet. So a prophet discovers people's destiny and prophesies it out. He declares that the counsel of God over their life, bringing them to the realization of their individual destinies. So God have me come all the way from Africa to be your spiritual father, to bring you to the fulfillment of the dream that's been boiling in your heart without me knowing you before. I know by the Spirit of God that that's my spiritual daughter. And then you told me, the Lord told you that you're my spiritual daughter. Now, I knew this by the Spirit of the revelation. And when I came in and you begin to say, you are my father, I said, I knew that. And then it's a spiritual connection in the spirit. You can't explain. There are things that are caught. There are things you can't explain. You just you catch them in the spirit. Now, God has ordained this time to be. And that's why we are here. We are people born in due season to fulfill a divine mandate that have been settled before the foundation of the world. Praise God.
And then I'm happy you're talking about this, because I actually have a couple of, well, you know that I work close with pastors and prophetess and individual elected officials of the kingdom, right?
Yes.
But I have Miss Barbara Gaines, who I helped publish a book, and I also have Miss Cynthia Austin from Arkansas, another person from Arkansas. And God had been talking to me about it, and I said, I'm not going to believe it until you show me, until you tell me. And so he's been telling me that I had to begin to speak the title over my name. And so these women kept telling me that you actually, Prophetess Serena, they kept trying to address me with who I was. They kept saying, Prophetess Serena, you also have an apostolic order. That means that you're not a man pleaser, you're a God pleaser. So you're not in the kingdom to please man. The words that you're saying are pure and true, but everybody won't receive it.
Can I have to that for you? You know, for many years, I have via the title Reverend David. And 2008, May, precisely, God appeared to me and said, my son, be at your office. I said, what is my office? A prophet. The office of prophet. He said, you are an apostolic prophet. Listen, I am an apostolic prophet, and you are an apostolic prophetess. God has sent me to raise you into your office as a prophetess. And that's why God sent me all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, West Africa, to release you into your prophetic destiny. So that the world is about to listen to a new breed of apostolic prophetess that God is raising for this last day. Listen, Jesus is about to come. And this last day, we need to get on the hot seat to fulfill divine assignment, to go raising people that God has ordained to fulfill their destiny in this season. Praise God.
And you know that I'm so excited, because it's kind of like I've been waiting in the season, marinating in the season all my life, because you know I have two sons who name me, their name, our team actually means strong black man from Africa. And God actually started explaining this to me, what was happening and why I entered Nigeria, Africa, and I have no idea, but I understood. What I want them to understand is this. My first son was born in 1999, and my spiritual son was being raised in 1999. I haven't even told him this. I just laugh at it because, you know, I get revelation and I don't tell nobody. I just hold it in. But to make a long story short, we connected with Africa because Africa is excellent in warfare against witchcraft, right?
Yes,
right?
Yes,
right? So before you prophesy over someone's life, I know that you anoint him and you cast all witchcraft from around them, right? Okay. Yes. America is anointed against the trickery of the enemy. So with this combination and this surge of energy is about to bring in divine timing, divine appointments with people that we have to anoint, and divine end-time warriors that you're actually raising at this moment. If you want to be a part of this ministry, and when I say ministry, I mean any ministry that have elected officials that you need anointed, that you need empowered, that you need a prophecy spoken over, you need to contact us today. You need to get this training manual. Even if you're a ministry leader, you need this training manual so you can understand the reason that God gives prophecy to through a prophet, and the reason that we need to have the power to wait. You guys have a blessed day. Prophet David, you'll hear us again tomorrow, because we're going to be doing this until he leaves. But if you want to contact him or get in touch with him in New Orleans, Louisiana, inbox me today.
That's great. I'd like you to call, and you can call on 321-310-6085. And you could call also my spiritual daughter. Give your number.
479-259-2189. And we'll be on airline today at the conference that they have on airline. So if you want to meet Prophet David or even speak with or connect with me to connect with him, you'll be able to do that tonight in Kendall, Louisiana. Have a blessed day.
God bless you.